Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So how many of you guys out there were spanked when you went to school? I was spanked a lot. Paddles. One teacher had a cane. I remember he hit us with a cane. I think his name was Mr. Reese. And it was my fifth grade teacher. I won't name the school because I don't want to get him in trouble and may he rest in peace. But you just get hit in the butt. You just get hit in the butt. And it was interesting because I went to 12 different schools. They pretty much were within two major school districts, one in Nevada and one in Arizona. And I got spanked in the Arizona one, the Maricopa County, and in the Nevada one, the Clark County one. This was in the 80s. And it was a joke. We laughed. Dolly, get up here. I'm like, oh, man, do I have to? Come up here. And then back to the spanking, your pants were on, so you didn't have to take off your pants. But mind you, coming from my family, where you got the belt, I'm like, really? You guys are amateurs. You think this is a spanking? So you'd stand up there, they'd take the paddle, you know, the class would start to giggle. I'm giggling. I'm like, ah! I get spanked from the class. Then teacher would be like, stop giggling, you're next. You got the spanking, and then you had to go sit back down. And that was in the 80s. That was mid-80s. Well, was it mid? Early to mid-80s. And so, no, maybe late 70s. No, it was 80s. It hasn't been 80s. So I you know, and in the 80s, wearing jeans. I'm having Bubblicious and gum, gummy bears in my pockets, and Star Wars memorabilia. So it really didn't hurt, but it was embarrassing. And it just, I guess, pervaded the, you get a whooping. If you're bad, you get a whooping. And thank God we have progressed where hopefully kids aren't getting belted as normal punishment as kids or, you know, getting spanked in school. But apparently, corporal punishment in schools is still allowed. Now, most schools ban it. But apparently it's allowed, and there are teachers still doing it. Apparently there was a constitutional case, I think in 1977, that upheld that it's allowed in school. I guess the Eighth Amendment doesn't apply or something when it comes to public schools. You know, if a kid needs to be disciplined, you're allowed to discipline the kid. Nowadays, we're like, you touch my kid, you're going to jail. And so I think society has said, look, you're not going to hit my kid with a paddle. And sociological and psychological medical experts have said the spanking doesn't work. Did it work on me? No. It didn't work on me when I was growing up because what I used to get in trouble for was being a class clown and making the kids laugh. I loved getting the attention of my classmates. Who knew? So I'd make a joke. Like I told you guys, remember I was in the second grade and Mr. Bree was, I guess, having us do a project. Or he filled up a glass of water and he put salt in it. And he said, watch, guys, when you come back Monday, the water is going to be gone. But the salt will be there. That's evaporation. And I was 7 years old in second grade. And the kids are like, what? No way. Where does the water go? Right? You know, he goes, well, the water is going to go out into the, into the atmosphere. So me, I'm an idiot. You know, on purpose. Then we gotta wear bathing suits. We're gonna get what? Everybody, let's wear bathing suits on Monday. Yay! Get up here. So, not very funny, but to 7-year-olds, it was pretty funny. So I would just all day long look for an opportunity to make a joke. So bringing me up to the front of the class to get a paddle, again, you know, maybe it wasn't the most ideal. I would have rather not. But again, I got the attention of the class. I liked getting the attention of the class. If I could have taught as a 7-year-old teacher, I would have. So what happened here was apparently a Florida teacher, principal, is now facing criminal charges because Melissa Carter, head of Central Elementary School in Clewiston, is under investigation because she spanked a 6-year-old. Now, the 6-year-old's mother, who has not been named, said she was called to the daughter's school because officials complained that she had caused damage to a school computer. Now, the mother does not speak fluent English. She claimed she was confused by the allegations made against her daughter as she arrived at the school on April 13th, and she was there to pay a $50 fine. She was taken to the principal's office, and her daughter and the principal were there, and then the principal took out a wooden paddle and started smacking the girl on the behind. And the video was recorded by the mom, and the little girl was crying. So it wasn't like, you know, these taps. She was getting a whooping in front of her mom. Now, her mom videotaped it. And her mom says, I sacrificed my child so I could show everybody, you know, what was happening at the school. Now, Florida is one of 19 states that still allows corporal punishment, but the practice is banned in the Hendry County School District. She said, nobody would believe me. I sacrificed my daughter so all parents could realize what's happening in this school. So there was, I guess the deputy had said that they were telling her that they were going to do this, but she couldn't understand because her language, there was a language barrier, and, you know, she had the money to pay for the fine. So now the principal may be up on aggravated assault or battery or some other charges that are going to be brought up to her. So why are people still paddling? You know, when you look at the video, it's almost like she knew she was videotaped. She was like, yeah, this is what we do. We spank the kids. Now we as parents are told we're not supposed to spank. In fact, I mean, it's pretty well known that people think you're spanking your kids. You could be in trouble for child abuse. Yet it's so blatant in schools. I mean, I don't want somebody disciplining my child. If my child needs a whack on the butt, okay, mama's going to do it. Not a principal who's overworked and exhausted and dealing with so many kids. So, I guess spanking's still around. I would never, ever want it to come back. But when I was spanked in school, like I said, it was a joke. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So CVS Health is going to roll out mental health counseling at some of its Minute Clinics in order to give communities better access to the service. The company first kicked off its effort at 5-minute clinics inside the CVS Health Hub store locations in Houston, Texas, where CVS says some residents are currently suffering from a decline in mental health. As of late February 2021, they said roughly 3 in 10 Houston adults reported feeling anxious or on edge for more than half the days in an average week. Those feelings were only exacerbated by isolation, loss of a loved one, fear for a family member's health, or fear of the inability to pay rent during the pandemic. That underscores the notion, according to Fox News, that these counseling services are coming at a vital time. So after its rollout in Houston, the services were added to select Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Texas locations. Patients are able to receive mental health assessments, referrals, counseling, personalized care plans from the on-site licensed clinical social workers, and virtual appointments are also available.
Traditionally, it can be a significant struggle for individuals, families, and even providers trying to navigate the traditional mental health care system. Now, community members are able to receive care without needing a physician referral. They say if you're worried and not sure where to turn, you can start with MinuteClinic. Now, this might seem like a commercial from Fox News, but I got to tell you something. I can't tell you how many people make the wrong decision or make the wrong choices when stressed. And if they only had somebody they could have talked to talk them out of it, or to help them relook at the situation, they might not be making that mistake. And so access to being able to talk to somebody is vital. So, you know, I had a patient yesterday that wanted to avoid going to see a doctor. Telemedicine was free, and so the doctor yesterday told him to go get seen. Then he tried to call again, and, you know, I just can't deal with any medical bills right now. And so that is a very, very scary thought for anybody. I just can't deal with medical bills right now. I get that. I think all of us could kind of feel that way. I can. I just got a bill from some lab work I did. The insurance didn't even touch it. And I'm like, I'm paying so much for my insurance. They didn't even write down the bill, like the contract discount. So I need to call and deal with that. But I agree. It's overwhelming. But I made him look at it from a different angle. You know, he said, I haven't had to go to the doctor now in years. I go, so one is you're ahead of the game. I mean, for those people that have to, you know, be paying these copays and always going in for asthma or whatever, you're ahead of the game. Now, maybe you didn't save all that money each month, but you have to look at you're kind of ahead of the game. You know, most people already by your age has had, you know, a few thousand dollars in medical bills. Next is, who cares if you have a bill? You pay it as you can. This lab bill I got is like $1,200. I can't pay that all at once. I'll pay payments if my insurance doesn't cover it. Then I'll call them up going, I'm going to pay this. Just going to make payments. Not the biggest deal. We all owe money. I'm going to make good on everything I owe. I'll get there. I'll do it. I owe on the house. Luckily, I don't owe on student loans anymore, but I owe on the car. We're always in debt. Now, a lot of the younger individuals are trying to get through life without any debt. They don't want to owe anybody. And I don't blame them for that. And good for them. But look, it's okay to have a medical bill. It's okay to have a, you know, car payment. I mean, it's ideal to not be in debt, but don't avoid getting medical care that you need because you're afraid that you might have a medical bill. And you're trying to kind of fit into this box of a free copay with telemedicine. Again, telemedicine is great because we could advise them, but that what I think was the biggest value to that person was I'm like, look, you know, before this gets diagnosed or before this becomes an issue that's going to be very expensive, you want to deal with it now when it's the cheapest it's going to be. And when I put into that perspective, he's like, it's really not that bad then. And I go, no, and so what? So what if in 2 months you get a bill for $250? You can call them up and make payments. Yeah, the medical industry is probably the nicest when it comes to bills. They want to get paid, but you don't always have to pay it all at once. So, and you do have insurance, which will even knock down the price. So, you know, it's sometimes people just need somebody to talk to. You know, oh, you know, so-and-so, you know, just left the house and said he was going out with his friends, and I know the girl was there, and I think he slept with her, so he cheated, and you know what, I'm done. I'm going to start throwing his things out. I'm going to start, you know. Did you call him first? Yeah. Do you know where he went? I know what he did. I go, did you call him? Did you call his friends? What if he just went to a friend's house? So what we have been doing with our friends for years, we've been counselors. I've been talking my friends off ledges ever since I could remember, figurative ledges. I've been there. Only one person who was a friend of mine killed themselves. And he was a new friend of mine. We were going to be roommates, consider even dating. And he didn't really open up. And I was in school, and I always feel like it's my fault, but it's not. Apparently, you know, his roommate that found him in the place he was living, you know, he had issues for a while. Who knew? He didn't open up. But for everybody else, I have been there, and I think effective at being somebody to listen to. Yet now with the pandemic, a lot of people don't have as many friends. Many of their contacts are on social media. Now, if I decided to have a party, let's say next weekend, it's not going to have 200 people like they used to. I might only get 30 people to show up. People are less, they're just not, you know, inclined to party. The other thing, too, also is a lot of people gained weight. So they're like, I don't want anybody to see me. This is my COVID weight. So I can't tell you how many people go, Dolly, I want to go out for drinks. Just let me lose 10 pounds first. I'm like, oh, come on. We'll just go to the back of the restaurant. No, I can't have you see me like this. Why not? You see, I got a big tushy. What? So people are becoming less social. So now these people with anxiety, depression, addictions, we don't have that interaction of, okay, really? You're looking at it that way? Why aren't you looking at it this way? Look at it as the glass is half full. And that's what we need mental health professionals to do. We have a decline in mental health because many of us lost our jobs. We lost our careers. We realized that the government we thought we had isn't the government we thought we had. People who are Democrat were disappointed. People who were Republican were disappointed. Americans are not very happy with the way things went down for either side. They're not, you know, they're not being close to their family. They're being told if they don't get a vaccine, they might not be able to fly, or they're going to be shunned. Or they got the vaccine, and now they're scared that, you know, there's a variant. They're, you know, everybody's just not able to just kind of relax and say, you know what, let's just party. A D.C. mayor is saying no dancing at the wedding. There's still all this negative constraints. It's not easy. And then we're being told that our phones are spying on us. TikTok is spying on us. Foreign entities are spying on us. A huge Chinese rocket's going to fall to the earth. We have a big solar wind that I guess was supposed to hit yesterday and cause power outages and all sorts of stuff. You know, it's at some point, something's got to give. So kudos to CBS. Kudos to anybody and any of you guys that are there for people. You guys have been psychologists this whole time. True, you might not have been trained, and we do urge that people train. I mean, somebody's suicidal, you don't manage it yourself. You know, you call 911, get help. But you're being there for your mom and your dad and your sisters and brothers and your nieces and nephews and your friends and your work colleagues more than you know. You know, I've never saw a counselor, but I tell my friends, whoever I've worked with, you know, you guys being there really made my day fun. So I couldn't have done it without you. And, you know, if there were people in your life that make you smile or help you get through your day or work, let them know. They deserve it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As people in Tupelo, Mississippi continue to clean up after tornadoes ripped through their area on Sunday, much of northern Georgia is under tornado watch until late this afternoon. A radar-confirmed tornado touched down earlier today, causing some damage in the Atlanta area. Wisconsin authorities are identifying the murderer who fatally shot two people and injured another at a casino complex. The murderer was 62-year-old Bruce Poffel, who had been recently fired from a restaurant on the property.
The Green Bay Police Department was able to engage and neutralize the suspect outside of the complex. On the north side of the building, the lone suspect was pronounced dead at the scene.
Brown County Sheriff Todd Delane saying the lone suspect shot three restaurant employees with a 9mm handgun before officers neutralized the threat. USA Radio News. As people continue to be vaccinated in the United States, the focus now turns towards global vaccine distribution.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
NASA's Mars helicopter is being given a new mission. It will soon begin one-way flights to act as a scout for the nearby Perseverance rover. The helicopter, named Ingenuity, made history 2 weeks ago today with the first powered flight on another planet. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the one thing that is starting to come up, and it's going to snowball, is the consistency pressure that people are going to have when it comes to sending a message and making sure that if they criticize or cancel one person, they aren't being discriminatory and they're applying that rule to everybody. So, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, the Harvey Weinstein, the Me Too movement that has gained a lot of traction and has allowed women to speak up if they feel that they have been exploited or coerced into non-consensual acts has made headlines and has made great strides in movement to the point that some people who were making out at a party
I have been accused of, nope, me too. What you did to me was not consensual. Like, what are you talking about? You were grabbing me. You were, nope, but you touched me. It wasn't consensual. So rather than it being black and white, where it's just the Harvey Weinsteins, or it's just the Jeffrey Epsteins, or it's you know, Giselle Maxwell. Now we're looking at, look, you know, it could be anybody who was non-consenting and had to engage in an intimate act. Well, if you're going to be consistent, you got to be consistent. So I guess Snow White is now the next target. So Disneyland and their new Snow White ride, I guess Snow White has, I don't know if it's a revamped ride, has the iconic kiss at the end. Now, me as a little girl, I thought the Disney stories were nice, but I didn't think they were applicable to me. In the Disney stories, you had Cinderella, which was a beautiful woman with a beautiful dress, and I didn't really think I'd ever become a Cinderella. You know, everybody's like, oh, I'll become Cinderella one day. I know that's not going to be me, because I'm not going to look like that. And I'm not going to have a waist that small. Not going to happen. I see the women in my family, we might look like the stepmother or the stepsisters, but nah, I don't even think I'll be able to fit into that carriage. And I'll kill the horse. So I knew Cinderella wasn't going to be me. Sleeping Beauty, I knew that one wasn't going to be me. All right? So here's Snow White with seven dwarves, and Dopey's cool, and I don't really remember much of the story. But I guess there's some spell, and she's asleep. And she only gets to be awoken by her true love. Now, when I was looking at that going, but wait a second, how do you find a true love? How do you entice a true love to want to kiss you? That's not going to happen to me. I'm going to die because nobody's going to fall in love with me. How do I, you know, get somebody to fall in love with me, be my true love, then want to kiss me or whatever? Maybe true blood. Maybe it has to be a vampire. So I didn't really understand that. I'm like, that's not going to be me. And so I guess the prince goes over to Sleeping Beauty. No, not Sleeping Beauty. I'm sorry, Snow White. And he kisses her while she's in this coma. And she wakes up and everything's happily ever after. So since the 30s, you know, it's a beautiful story. Everybody's like, oh, that's so good. He saves her. She gets to go on. They sing, hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to work we go. And everybody's working. Everybody's happy. You know, dwarves, you know, were able to, you know, help save her and save the city and whatever. I forget what the story was about. And she wore a more practical dress. I remember that. But unfortunately, there's that concept that people can't get rid of him kissing her non-consensually. So now there's, I guess, this big campaign to change that. They don't want to give kids the idea that you just kiss somebody that hasn't actually given verbal agreement. Now, in this day and age, and that's what I'm telling my boys, the old John Wayne or James Bond or, gosh, who was that, Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind, you know, where I'm just going to take you and kiss you and ravage you, that doesn't apply anymore. The stuff we grew up on where somebody's going to come, you're talking, and they're going to just give you a kiss, and then you're going to stop talking, and then you're going to fall in love. I mean, now when I saw that as a kid, I'm like, wait a second, but I'm going to want to finish my thought. I don't know if I like that. Don't be kissing me in the middle of a speech, you know, in a third syllable. Let me finish my syllable before you kiss me. So I'm not a big fan of somebody kissing me to shut me up. But I got to tell you, it is kind of cool when you have that, you know, James Bond or Aragorn. So let's ask Lord of the Rings, right? You know, and I was just trying to, like, save everybody from the Mordor fire in the eye. And Aragorn is like, look, you know, I know I gave you a hard time, but, like, you are the love of my life. And he does that by grabbing me, holding me, and giving me a kiss. I'd love it. I'd be like, I will volunteer for that. All right. In fact, I will sign something today. I will give my consent today that at any time we're in Rivendell or we're near Mordor, that he can go ahead and grab me and kiss me. But I get it. I get that we want to redefine certain behavior. I mean, that iconic kiss in Times Square when World War II ended. Now, again, I don't know if this is the true story, but many of the stories have said that it was a nurse that was random. And she had said when he grabbed her, she didn't like it. Now, it's iconic. It looks beautiful. It looks romantic. But she didn't like it. Some stranger is putting their mouth on you. She has a point. And in fact, I think when they hooked the two up, like 50 years later for another photo, she didn't want to do it. She didn't want his mouth on hers. And yeah, I think people have a right. You know, when I was a little girl and I was trying to kiss every boy in first grade, four boys let me kiss them. But not everybody. Not every boy wanted me to kiss them. And I was shocked I got four boys that let me do it. This idea of you just go up and kiss and you be spontaneous. No more spontaneity. You need to have consent. You need a witness. You probably need a lawyer. You probably need it on video because you could get yourself in trouble. Now, it's a shame. Snow White, it's innocent. You know, it was a little kiss and she lives and he saves her life. And I look at it, you know, the other way I looked at that is CPR. I mean, when I saw that, I didn't think they were doing it because they wanted to, you know, entice all the older people to, you know, I don't know, kiss people out of spells. I was looking at it as, all right, if there's somebody who's abducted, you go there and you try to save them. If somebody's not breathing and unconscious, put your mouth on them and get them to breathe. That's okay. That's what I see when I see Snow White. So, you know, kids are going to, by the way, kids are going to have to learn that you can't do things non-consensual, but they also need to learn CPR. I really hope schools are going to teach them that. That if there is somebody unconscious and you got to breathe air into them, I mean, still, we're teaching them to just do the chest compressions right now, but if they need air and you are trained in it, give them air. But I really foresee that it's going to be just avoid anybody that can't give you consent, and we're already seeing people, they're already seeing reports saying women are less likely to get CPR. Because nobody wants to touch your chest. Nobody wants to touch your mouth. And I told you guys, I go, I don't care. I don't care if you have to loosen the bra. I mean, don't videotape it, but you do what you have to do to keep me alive. I don't care. The chest, pap smear, whatever you need to do to keep me alive, do it. I don't care. But Snow White's in a little bit of trouble. And we'll see what happens with that ride now. 1-877-DOC-TALLY-YOUNG-BOY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many
even if you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated. Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so on the COVID front, well, we're doing okay and we're doing not so okay. So overall, we're starting to see some hospitalizations drop again. Remember, they were starting to spike. But the problem we're having is some areas are having spikes where some areas aren't. So now Oregon is having multiple counties that we spoke about last week having spike in cases, and Colorado is now thinking about expanding their mask mandate. India still battling huge amounts of cases, and it's become pretty apparent that there's an underreporting. Their hospitalization number hasn't budged in terms of serious critical, and I just think we're not getting the numbers. They are just overwhelmed. And many people can't even get counted because, again, they can't get to a facility, they can't be swabbed. So, unfortunately, we're seeing still huge surges. Russia has reported another 84,000 cases in the last few hours. Italy, about 6,000. Germany, 5,400. Poland, 2,500. Iran, 20,000 more cases. Mexico, about 1,000. Ukraine, 2,700. Indonesia, 4,700. Netherlands, 9,000. And, you know, based on people's population, some of these numbers are really startling. And then some of the numbers are pretty good. America, 1,500 new cases. Now, mind you, most people I don't think are getting tested. You're hearing a lot of people say, no thanks, don't have you get a test, this isn't COVID. So I'm not surprised that we're going to see especially mild numbers go down. But we are concerned about some of the things we're going to be seeing in terms of, you know, Oregon and some of the other states that are grappling with bad cases. Most of these surges are still being blamed on the UK strain, the B117 strain. There might be some new strains that haven't been identified, but the majority of cases, they believe, is the B117 strain. So now what about vaccines? Well, as of Monday, 31.6% of Americans are inoculated against the coronavirus, as 105 million people are, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated. They say the average number of daily cases has declined nearly 15% to fewer than 50,000 a day in a week. They believe the rising vaccinations and falling caseload, daily deaths have fallen to fewer than 700 on average. Now, likewise, the vaccine enthusiasm is plummeting. They are vaccinating less than 2.5 million a day, down from the peak of 3.2 million. Still, that's a lot. Herd immunity was once estimated to be around 70% of the population vaccinated. Now that we have more infectious variants, experts want at least 80% of the population to be protected. Well, we're only at 31.6%. And mind you, we still have a lot of kids, and the kids, I think we have 50 million kids. So with 50 million kids, we don't have the safety and efficacy yet approved for the vaccines in kids. So it's still going to be a while. Now, they're saying 20% of Americans are vaccine hesitant. We've heard the number of 40 or 30. So there is a big push to get those who are vaccine hesitant to be less hesitant. Unfortunately, you're seeing some people take it the wrong way, saying, well, we need to shun them. And, you know, we need to not allow them to do certain things so that it forces them to get the shot. Well, if you remember, many of the vaccine hesitant are those in, you know, underserved, underrepresented minority populations. You really want to start, you know, being racist? That's not the way to achieve herd immunity. If people are variant, why are they hesitant? Well, they're hesitant because of the Tuskegee experiments. They're hesitant because they don't feel a large enough of their population was represented in the clinical trials and the safety trials. There's a whole variety of reasons. Right? Talk to them, talk to community leaders. But right now, they're really not liking the messaging. And I can understand it. I want herd immunity. I want people to get vaccinated, but I get it. And no reason to discriminate or shun anybody. So this big push to get more than 30% of the population vaccinated, they want to get as close to 70%. Like I said, I don't think we are going to reach herd immunity by the vaccine. I think the vaccine is going to help. But I think it's going to have to take the virus weakening or the virus mutating to a form that just doesn't cause the numbers that it does. And then I think we're going to see the herd immunity on top of the vaccine. So the vaccine is going to be a huge part. But I just don't see us getting 70% of the population vaccinated. And in fact, we already have a surge of people making up their own vaccine cards. So we might think, oh, wow, look at all these people. The numbers are coming from the shots administered. They are tracing these shots very well. So those numbers of 103 million people fully vaccinated are accurate. Those are people that receive the vaccine. Now, maybe on TV they might have received an empty syringe, like we saw that one person, but that's a government number. So for those people that are filling out their own cards or making up dummy bootleg COVID vaccine cards, that's not in that number. Now, we're going to figure out how many that is when all of a sudden there's some sort of a census and they're like, oh, look at everybody. Oh, it looks like everybody does have the car. Everybody was vaccinated. Well, that's odd. We only gave out 200 million. How come everybody has a card? So I am sure we'll eventually be able to figure out those numbers. But right now, it's going to be hard to catch. Unfortunately, what we are seeing is with COVID, it is affecting younger people. It is, we're seeing kids die. And the variant is taking a new twist. We wanted it to get weaker, but it's taking a new twist. So as the government is keeping a close eye on vaccines, we got this piece of news that there are two national pharmacy chains that have, quote, wasted more COVID vaccine doses than most states combined. Uh-oh, this poor thing. They give the pharmacies a hard time, and I knew it was going to be rough. But they say two national pharmacy chains that the federal government entrusted to inoculate people against COVID-19 account for the, quote, according to news, NBC News, the lion's share of wasted vaccine doses. Now, this comes from government data obtained by Kaiser Health News. The CDC recorded 182,874 wasted doses as of last March, 3 months into the country's effort to vaccinate the masses against the coronavirus. CVS was responsible for nearly half, Walgreens for 21% of the 128,500 wasted shots combined. CDC data suggests that the companies have wasted more doses than states, U.S. territories, and federal agencies combined. Well, we knew this was going to happen. The reason why is as the states get to open big, huge, giant vaccination centers, they can anticipate, you know, the numbers and people hanging out or family members saying, do you want one? They have a much easier time. As also, it's only certain set dates. If the Walgreens and, you know, CVS are open 24/7 and people are coming in for their vaccine or not, they only have X amount of time to keep it in the refrigerator. Or once it's diluted, they have to throw it out that day. So you could store it in a freezer. With Moderna, you could store it in the refrigerator longer. But once you open up a vial, if people aren't coming in for the shot, it gets thrown out. So I'm not that surprised. That's why there was a hesitancy on having small pharmacies. You know, they could do a good job, except for the ones giving saline. But it was the idea that, well, you know, what if they don't have enough to use up the vials? How do they manage the math? Because nobody wants to waste the vaccine. All right. Cut them some slack, Jack. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with.
with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.